has House passes performative anti-gun bills despite little chance of Senate approval. Now, I guess that we're supposed to, this is not a knock on Cam, that we're supposed to take solace in the fact that the august body that is the United States Senate is going to ride into the rescue and is going to say no. That's why I said in the opening, Joe Manchin, Scott Brown's going to do it, Minichurch. You just wait and see. Joe Manchin is going to do it. Some of you will remember that from 2010, 2012. And it's not that I disagree with Cam, because I don't. Why does it get to this point? There is a problem out there. And by the way, it's not just murdering kids in schools. It's not just mental nutcases murdering kids in schools. There was a video that surfaced yesterday. When did that video come out of those hooligans, the ones that Tucker Carlson were talking about? When did that video come out? These young men, I guess they are men, boys, on the streets in New Orleans. I know exactly where that street is. I know where the street corner is. Okay, it came out yesterday. All right. Tuesday. It shows, is it just unintelligible or are there F-bombs in it? There's no F-bombs in it. I might like for you to actually hear this because I watched this and I went, what in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here? It appears to show a gang of, I don't know, 8, 10, 12. It's kind of hard to get a bead on exactly how many. Young men who all have guns of some sort. Some of them got handguns. Some of them got what looks to be short stock. I don't even know how to describe the gun. I'm going to get it wrong, and the correctors are going to have a field day. This looks like something out of The Lord of the Flies. This, scratch that. Back and take them. This is something out of The Lord of the Flies, folks. Richard Barrett told me I should throw my chair today, like Alex Jones. When I told Barrett that here's how many people we were able to con into signing up for gift memberships yesterday.
0.0.
Going to be kind of hard to grow the audience at that rate when no one takes you up on your offer. No one. Not a solitary soul. So maybe if I pull an Alex Jones and lose it and throw my chair across the room and we videotape it, maybe but maybe one of you will feel sorry for us. At this point, this is all we have. A little bit of pride and an appeal to people's pity. Will you pity us, little Crusade Channel people here, because we're really desperate to try to get this done for really important reasons. In any event, here's the audio. Yes, now I want to do it.
Hey, I'm sorry, get in the car, bro. We're finna slide. Yeah, man.
What is it, Ooga Booga? It just continues on like this. Ooga Booga. I'm not making this up. It literally. I said literally. Somebody told me you could use literal in that sense of the world. Not, you know, no. Regime leader Biden loves using the term literal. It's literally this or that or the other. It is figuratively what you would expect or what you might have seen if you saw the Lord of the Flies movie. There's the link to my Substack. Here is yesterday's Substack column. A well-regulated militia. If the Congress or court lay another glove on the Second Amendment, It will be time to use it as intended. I spent 5 hours. That took 5 hours to write that. I don't, you know, I think I'm the one that's a nut. I really do. Aaron is saying that he spent his day yesterday hiding his guns. Someone else spent $190 or whatever buying diesel to keep tractors running and whatnot. Look, it's June 2022. We're all miserable. We're all suffering. I want to give you some stats on what's actually happening here. You can see them in the Substack that last time I did an actual Substack, I think we might have gotten double digits. 11 of you actually read it. One of you subscribed. Look, that is progress. I've been dealing with the same 13 listeners since 2008. But in researching this, it occurred to me what really is the gambit here, what's really going on. And again, I don't know why I waste my time doing this any longer. It doesn't seem to matter. Doesn't even seem to matter in our little circles. But yet, I don't have anything else to do. And actually, I like doing it. I love doing it. So, humor me for a moment. Or head on over to Eddie and the Breitbart Breakfast Flakes on Patreon. I'm sure they're entertaining. These Democrats have monetized serial killing. Now, they had already previously monetized the serial killing through infanticide and abortion. Few people will put it to you in those terms, but I dare you, I triple do dare you to counter that. What is the counter argument? Abortion is linked to contraception. It's linked to no-fault divorces. The whole thing is an industry. They monetized not having children. They monetized serial eradication of soon-to-be-born human beings. Now, in previous ages of people that actually had the Christian faith, that would have been enough to start a war. It would have been a holy war, and the good guys ultimately, and God would have prevailed. Instead, we were counseled, no, it's not an industry, it's just an outrage, it's just terrible. It's people making bad choices. No, it's not. In their minds, they're making good choices. Because remember, if you're a 28-year-old, shoulder pad wearing woman, bumping her head against the glass ceiling, the last thing you want, what's going to slow you down and add another ceiling above the glass when you're banging your head against, is going to be a crib. It's going to be a baby. So it's industrious in the sense, as Janet Yellen put it to Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, it will hurt the GDP. There is no counter argument to the monetization of killing babies. There simply isn't. It did not occur to me, though. I mean, it did, but I hadn't really fleshed it out. It did not occur to me that this entire... we should always... People say, follow the money. You want to know what's really going on or who's doing what? Follow the money, right? This, quote, gun control, close quote. Follow the money on that. My heavens. Did you know? I didn't know this until I looked it up yesterday. Again, Substack is a website, allows you to publish written pieces. You can view mine here. I'll put the link in the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat. It's also on my website in today's pile of prep. Did you know that in the 666 Build Back Better, what are going to get a bailout, aren't they, Bill? Did you know that the Biden regime tucked in $100 billion to address gun violence. $10 billion for 10 years, or however many years, grand total is $100 billion to address gun violence. And wait a minute, wait for it. Mental health.